We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Hughes hole. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 10, 5. Touchdown. Jonathan Taylor made a man miss the line of scrimmage and then runs it into Painter in a one-handed INT. Are you kidding me? Kenny Moore.
What a play by Nyheim Hines.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What is up, Colts Nation? Welcome back to Bring the Juice, all your Colts needs here. Just got back from training camp not too long ago. You guys, if you've been following my Twitter, you'll see I updated a lot today. And earlier I had posted a video with Lawrence Owen, Mr. Colts Law himself. We were both at camp together, and it was a great time. The audio is a little choppy, though. There's a lot of people yelling and screaming, so just thought I would re-upload a video. I just listened to it again, and it was just like, no. So got rid of that one. Thought I would just, you know, give my thoughts overall on training camp based off of some of the stuff that I saw and also what Lawrence had said as well. So it was a very fun time at camp. Let me just start by saying that. It was my first time being out since 2019. Ironically enough, it was Kids Day today. And last year when I went, or 2 years ago when I went, last time I did go, it was Kids Day as well. So it's kind of funny how that works out. So there it was, packed there at Grand Park. It really was. And it was great to see all the Colts fans back and really cheering on the team. It's really a cool, unique opportunity that the Colts offer their fans. And, you know, the super cool thing about the whole thing was, yeah, obviously being there, seeing the players practice, but actually after practice, the players all had these like signed mini footballs, right? And they came around and they tossed them up to some of the fans. I almost got one from Darius Leonard. I was wearing his jersey, and some kid came beside me and took it, which is fine, not a big deal. But overall, yeah, it was a really fun time there at Grand Park at Westfield. Really beautiful location up there. So much better, in my opinion, than Anderson, where the Colts used to be. I remember going up to Anderson a couple times, and it just doesn't compare. I mean, Westfield is so beautiful. And it was a very interesting practice for sure. There was a lot of things that stood out. Obviously, with Carson Wentz, you know, not going to be out there presumably for the entire rest of training camp. Obviously, we'll see. Jacob Eason is your number one quarterback right now, and a little bit rusty to say the least, but this shouldn't surprise anybody because Jacob Eason is kind of still a rookie in a lot of ways, right? He's seen no real game action. He's still figuring out the chemistry with some of these players, and so Jacob Eason didn't have the greatest day, but, you know, kind of it wasn't in the light.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sessions, but you kind of saw why the Colts took him when they did in the fourth round in certain ways. I thought he was still, you know, regardless of what the stats say, I thought he still showed great touch on the ball. He showed great arm strength. just inaccurate a little bit. That was the big thing, especially on the run. That's one thing that Lawrence pointed out to me is Jacob Eason is very inaccurate when on the run. It seems like the Colts hopefully are trying to address that and fix that, but it's just going to come with time, as with everything. But Jacob Eason showed some flashes too, right? He got a little hot there. He completed 3 out of 4 passes and in a certain point and one of the 7-on-7 drills, he was really, really good. But he also had 2 interceptions. One of them wasn't his fault. It was right off the receiver's hands. But then another one, you know, obviously was his fault. So Jacob Eason, kind of a mixed bag today. But overall, you know, I didn't think he had a bad day per se. I think he's just learning and he's just growing. He's a young player. He's got talent. And now he's getting more of an opportunity to run with the ones and see what he's truly got. It's just going to take some time with him. So a couple guys stood out today. I thought Kamoko Ture really flashed. It's good to see him after, obviously, that 2019 injury that he suffered, that really major injury. He's now 100% back in camp, which is great to see. I thought that Ben Banigou showed some flashes as well, which was really good to see. Kwity Paye as well, I thought, had a pretty nice day. He was kind of a mixed bag, but I thought he had a pretty nice day as well. Bobby Okereke's kind of been the big highlight for me this camp. I mean, my goodness, this guy was all around the ball today, had 2 interceptions. He's been a turnover forcer so far in camp. Obviously, it's only a weekend, but you love to see that from Bobby Okereke because I think that there was a question for Okereke, like, okay, what's something you would want to see him take the next step in? I think certainly being around the ball and creating more turnovers is something I would say for Okereke is something I would like to have seen in his progression here now in year number 3. Looks like he's off to a good start, which is definitely great. I thought Rocky Sin was pretty decent today. Had a couple times there where he, you know, messed up. There was a time where he just got absolutely burned by T.Y. Hilton and Jacob Eason just overthrew T.Y. Hilton. So he had some good and bad today, which is to be expected as well. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good day for just about everybody. Paris Campbell, I liked what I saw from Paris Campbell. He had a couple nice catches on the sideline. I mean, you see the talent with Paris Campbell. We've said this probably every offseason. Paris Campbell has all the talent in the world. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a vital part of this Colts offense. That is a big if, though, because you don't know with him right now. And then also, I thought the tight ends all looked really good. I thought Jack Doyle's had a really, really good camp. Mo Ali Cox has had a good camp. And Kylan Granson's had an excellent camp as well, which is great to see him kind of clicking right away with whoever's down there at quarterback. So he offers just something so different with the tight end position. He's just so much more of a receiving threat. And it's great to see all 3 of these guys really tearing it up in camp. And I'm excited to see what happens with all of these guys. Another impression, Mike Strong, just as big as advertised. He's been working a lot, which is definitely great to see. And I'm really rooting for him to potentially push for a roster spot here when the Colts make cutdowns here in a few weeks. So those were kind of my overall impressions, guys. I thought the defense really dominated today.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Compared to, you know, the offense at this point. So that's kind of my overall thoughts. I think that was kind of Lawrence's thoughts as well. But it was a lot of fun, guys, at camp. And obviously, if you're not following me on social media, on Twitter, you wouldn't see it. But if you are, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of good stuff there. And I'm excited. Hopefully, I can go back, guys, to Westfield a lot this summer. That's the hope. It was a lot of fun to go today. It was a lot of fun to connect with some of you guys. And I would love to continue to do that. I hope to get down a little bit earlier than I was. I kind of got in a little late. So kind of got in about 30 minutes till practice and then obviously there was a line and stuff. So it took me, I probably got there about 5 minutes before practice. So probably next time in hindsight, I'll come a little bit earlier. But overall, guys, great day of camp. Day number four, the Colts are done for the week. They have tomorrow off, which definitely would be good for rest and recovery. And then they're back at it on Monday. So be sure to stay here, guys. Keep it here with all your Colts news and all your Colts coverage. Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in. Really appreciate all your support. We are so grateful that football is back. And we're so grateful that you guys chose to hang out with us and stay with us. Thank you guys so much. And as always, go Colts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.